From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Residents of Northern California have been rattled by a 6.5 magnitude earthquake. The quake struck offshore about 27 miles from Eureka. Lillian Vieira owns a bed and breakfast there.
It went left, it went right, it went up, it went down, and it was violent.
Authorities in Eureka and other area communities have not reported any major injuries beyond cuts and scrapes from broken glass. There is some property damage and power is out in several coastal towns. In the 3 hours after the quake hit, there were 8 aftershocks. A cold snap has much of the south and the east coast in its grip. NPR's Cassie Lohr has more.
The snow and sleet that reached as far south as Florida has moved out, but the Arctic cold remains. Oklahoma, Arkansas, and western Tennessee will see lows in the single digits and teens, and much of the Gulf Coast and central Florida will dip into the 20s. The average high in Atlanta this time of year is 50 degrees, but forecasters say the mercury will only reach into the 30s on Sunday. Subfreezing temperatures have stuck around for a week, something this part of the country rarely sees. Forecasters are predicting near record cold through Sunday night in parts of Florida and the Keys, and a hard freeze warning is in effect from eastern Texas and Louisiana to Georgia and into northern Florida. Citrus growers are watching their crops closely as damage occurs when the temperature remains below 28 degrees for several hours. Cathy Lohr, NPR News, Atlanta.
In a video broadcast after his death, the Jordanian doctor who killed 7 CIA employees in a suicide attack in Afghanistan said that he was avenging the death of a Pakistani Taliban chief. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro reports from Jordan.
The family of Humam al-Balawi confirmed that he was the man in the video's broadcast today. Outside his family home in a neighborhood of Amman in Jordan, his father, Khalil al-Balawi, said that watching the recording was painful.
I am very, very sad. When I saw Humam, I am very, very sad.
In the video, Humam al-Balawi, wearing an Afghan hat and a camouflage jacket, said that he would act to avenge the death of Pakistani Taliban chief Baitullah Massoud. He was killed last year by a pilotless U.S. drone. In one of two videos, al-Balawi said he had given up millions of dollars offered by international intelligence services to betray his belief. Jordanian and U.S. intelligence operatives apparently believed that al-Balawi was working for them, but he duped them, blowing himself up in a base in Afghanistan. Lourdes Garcia-Navarro, NPR News, Amman.
CIA Director Leon Panetta says the suicide attack was not a simple matter of trusting the wrong person. Writing in the Washington Post, Panetta said no one ignored the hazards and the man was about to be searched when he set off his explosives. 3 of the attack's victims were remembered Saturday. Funeral services were held in Massachusetts, Ohio, and in Washington State. You're listening to NPR News. California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger is again taking Democrats to task over how they got the health care bill through the Senate. Schwarzenegger is one of the few Republicans to support an overhaul of the health care system, but he began protesting the deal with Nebraska Senator Ben Nelson last week. He says the concessions made to Nelson to win his vote are a ripoff for his state. In an interview airing Sunday on NBC's Meet the Press, Schwarzenegger says giving extra Medicaid benefits to Nebraska is like buying a vote. Nelson says he has asked the Democratic leadership to extend the extra money to all of the states. The House and Senate are now negotiating the final version of the health care measure. The filmmaker who created the popular clay character Gumby in the 1950s has died. NPR's Allison Keyes reports.
It all started in 1953 when Art Clokey made a short film starring clay shapes and jazz music. In a 2002 interview, Clokey talks about showing his product to Hollywood producer Sam Engel, who said,
"That's the most exciting film I've ever seen in my life." And he said, "Can you make little figures out of that clay?"
Clokey did. The character and his irreverent sidekick Pokey are heard here in a 1957 send-up of A Christmas Carol.
Oh, no! Poor Santa!
Instead of Christmas, it's April Fool's Day for Santa.
Gumby's popularity soared again in the 80s, thanks to comedian Eddie Murphy's Saturday Night Live parody.
I am Gumby, and I want to say before I get started, it's about time the swines at the network gave me my own special.
Clokey died in his sleep at home Friday. He was 88 years old. Allison Keyes, NPR News.
And I'm Giles Snyder in Washington.